Welcome to Shom Achshav on Adav, Shir's Panzer, Luyunishmas, Aram B'Yakushom, Le'a B'Sitzchok. We're holding in Nozer Daf Nunei. The Gemara brings over here a discussion regarding the Tumah of Eretz Ha'am. The Gemara discusses, is the Tumah of Eretz Ha'amim a Tumah in Gusha, Gusha means the earth, or Tumah Savira, or the made the air Tameh? And the Gemara, starting with the previous Amud, throughout this Amud, wants to be Toilis and Mechlekes Tanoim. The Baal HaTanya, in his Sefer Likutei Torah on Parshas Maaseh, explains something nifla moed. He says you should know, what is the idea that you have Tumah in Eretz Ha'amim? We know the Chazal came in Misakin, was a takona that they made a Tumah in Eretz Ha'amim. The simple understanding is that it was to prevent people from going to Chutz Lartz, so he made Tumah over there. But says the Baal HaTanya, you should know, that this really reflects the essence of Eretz Ha'amim. Eretz Ha'amim is a place where there's Tumah. Why is it Tumah? So as we learn in Maseches Ksuvos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, so to speak, revealing himself directly in Eretz Ha'amim, outside of Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, as the Rishonim bring, the one who controls and runs the Mahalach of the world is directly through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But in Chutz La'aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, gave the Sarim, gave other Koiches, other Malachim, to control it. It goes through a cover. It's not a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With this, we saw that was what David HaMelech said when he went from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, that they pushed him to worship Avodah Zarah. So we show him say, it wasn't really Avodah Zarah, but it means to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu indirectly, because the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Chutz La'aretz goes through Sarim and Malachim, goes through different barriers, different stages to get to the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So because the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu there is covered, it's coming through different levels, so you may live, there's not such a big douche over there. It's like the concept of Hester upon him. There is a barrier for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gilui to be revealed in Eretz Ha'amim. That's why there were Goyzer, a tomb over there. A tomb represents the fact that the Gedush doesn't penetrate in such a direct way. And that's what he goes on, that he says about Tanya. That's what it means. That La'asid Lavoi, it says the Yerushalayim, will reach till Damascus. Yerushalayim will expand. And Eretz Yisrael will reach the entire world. What does it mean? Does it just mean that there will be a new border? Eretz Yisrael will grow? What's the idea that Eretz Yisrael will grow? But the idea is that the Gedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the fact that the revelation of Hashem will be with no Masachim, with no covers, that will be in the entire world. Today, we have it only in Yerushalayim in a certain degree, and then Eretz Yisrael another degree. You get the Chutz La'aretz, you don't have the Kedusha in such a strong way. But La'asid Lavoi, the Kedusha will penetrate the entire world, and therefore there'll be no Tumah in Eretz Ha'amim. And I saw a Dover Niflo in the name of Rav Kook Zitzal. Rav Kook says, the Gusha of Avira of Eretz Ha'amim, it's equivalent to Gusha of Avira of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has two Kedushas. There's the Kedusha, which is a revealed Kedusha, which you can see it. That's the Kedusha of the Mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, Mitzvahs of Tluyos Ba'aretz. That's called the Kedusha of Gusha. Gusha means the actual earth of Eretz Yisrael has in it the Kedusha. Then there's another Kedusha, that even when Am Yisrael are not controlling Eretz Yisrael, there's always a Kedusha that's there in the air of Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha of the Gusha may be taken away when Eretz Yisrael is being conquered by other nations, as the Rambam says in Perek Vav of Beis Abchir. But the Kedusha is a vira of Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha, which is covered, not the revealed Kedusha, that never goes away. Mimele, because the Koyt is Rav Kook, we can understand very much the Chutz La'aretz, which is the opposite of Eretz Yisrael. There you have Tumah on Gusha, and maybe Tumah on Avira. Tumah of Gusha is clearly there's no mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz. And the Tumah of the Avir of Chutz La'aretz refers to the lack of Kedusha in the air of Chutz La'aretz that Eretz Yisrael has, going back to what the Baal HaTanya says. And this comes to be Davar Nifla Moed according to this. Because we know that in Surya, the place where David HaMelech conquered, there's a Tumah on Gusha, but not on Avira. There's a Tumah only on the earth, not in the air. And according to this, I understand what Pshat is, in Surya, we know there's no mitzvah at Tluyos Ba'aretz. There's no revealed Kedusha. So the opposite, when you don't have revealed Kedusha, you have a Tumah of a Gusha. But the air of Surya, the air of Surya that was conquered by David HaMelech and added to Eretz Yisrael, that you may have. that even though you don't have the actual mitzvahs, but you do have that kedusha that spreads in the air, the intrinsic kedusha that you have even in Surya. There's a little bit of understanding for us, what is Tumas Eretz Amim, what is the Tumo of Gusha and Avira. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list of Hotzer Group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.